CJAD. Here's Tommy.
The Lady Dragon is in studio. The video game expert, France Cousson. What a wonderful morning this Thursday, 27th of June, Tommy Schoonmaker edition. My name is Mariana Simeone. I will be keeping you company until 12 o'clock, and I'm delighted, absolutely thrilled, that keeping me company right now is no one else but the Lady Dragon herself. France Cousson, welcome back to CJD.
Good morning.
Nice to see you again. France is a video game expert, and I mean expert. So ladies and gentlemen, pay attention, as I will, because I've got lots to learn. I see there's been many developments since we last had the opportunity to share some time here on CJAD. France will be, updating us on the latest also, and I know this is a much anticipated moment. France comes in with gifts. She's a very generous Lady Dragon, and she's brought with us prizes and prizes. I can't start to tell you. 13 of them, as a matter of fact. And we thought the best way to proceed this morning is to have a drawing. So everyone that calls in with a question, of course, for France has a chance to win them, and we will draw them at the end of the show. Towards the end of the show, we'll announce the winners. We've got all the latest in advanced game in video games. But before we begin describing the games, tell me about your latest visit to, now I know you have a show where everyone, all the experts get together, and this is called E3, I like that, E3, it stands for Electronic Entertainment Exposition. So what did you see at this year's show, and what can we be excited about looking forward to?
Well, this year was very interesting because I see that the industry is very healthy this year. Like, all the developers put good games out, and it's like the first of the year in our industry. Like, I sit down with all the companies, and I see their lineup of each, their product they're going to put out for the entire year. Not only the games, but the gear itself also. So I'm going to have lots to tell you in the coming hour.
Okay, so let's explore. First of all, I must tell you, recommendation last year on the Game Boy Advance, super. It changed everything. It's just a different product. Let's look at what you've got to offer us. I must ask you about this Spider-Man. Everyone is fascinated with the movie, so of course the product was close behind. How does it work? Where is it? On what equipment?
Here it is.
Okay.
We have today the Spider-Man for PC, but everybody's going to be happy because it's out of all the platforms. Game Boy Advance, okay. Xbox, PlayStation 2. GameCube, but today we have the PC.
It must be gorgeous in graphics, is it?
Yes, look.
Is it really? Oh, look at that. I'm too bad you can't see this, but absolutely marvelous. Like the publicity we've seen of Spider-Man. Of course, as my generation, this harps back to our memories as children, so we really fall in love with the product. Very sneaky, very sneaky. So PC, so what does the game entail?
Well, you play as Spider-Man, and you have kind of to save the thing.
Okay,
but
so
it's very well done. And you are Spider-Man. You really are, you know?
Oh,
you
I
really,
see.
Like,
okay.
Like, can shoot your little web over there and go to the wall, and you can actually climb over all the wall. It's very interesting.
The graphics are gorgeous. What else is offered for PCs? I see that's the only box looking like this.
Yeah, but we have, look, did you hear this weekend? The new movie that came out from Disney?
Yeah.
Lilo and Stitch, they did very well this weekend. They did, like, $36 million.
Wow.
At the box office. I have two PC games here from Disney.
From the movie?
Yeah.
So as soon as the movie's out, the game is out?
Yeah, well, on this thing. Just like to mention that the Spider-Man is from Activision.
Mm-hmm.
And these two, Lilo and Stitch, is from Disney. And I have a Disney game for the Game Boy Advance here.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And this is from Sony. Not to be confused.
I'm dizzy already. She says not to be confused. From Sony. Okay, no, I'll catch on. I'm not very technically advanced here, but I'll catch on.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'll explain to you. Don't worry. This is for the PlayStation. You know, the PS1 is still the first PlayStation. This is a Lilo and Stitch game also. And this is for the PlayStation 2. It's not the same games. All these games are from the movie, but it's all different type of games.
You know, I have to tell you, it really looks friendly and healthy. You described it very well. They're games. They look like fun, wholesome, children's games for a change. And that's very nice.
Yeah, when you talk about Disney, it's always a fun movie that end up like well. So the games are similar.
Okay, let's go to John. He's been waiting online. He called as soon as he heard you were coming. So let's welcome him to the show. Hi, John. Did you have a question for France this morning?
Yeah. Good morning, Mariana and France. I have a fantasy game player, and in the last couple week and a half, well, a couple days ago as well, They released two big games. One is Morrowind, and the other one is Neverwinter Nights. I noticed in the stores, the Neverwinter Nights, basically, they're all gone. I mean, you know, they sold as fast as they came in. Morrowind, on the other hand, is a little bit, you know, they have plenty of copies available. Morrowind, I mean, the first part of this came out in the 386 generation, which was called Arena, I think. And then the second was Daggerfall, which came out in the Pentium 1 generation. And now they've come out with this one. Do you know what the popularity of these two, both the Morrowind and Neverwinter Nights has been so far?
Yeah, well, the reason why you have less Neverwinter Nights in store than Morrowind's because Morrowind's been out before Neverwinter Nights, that's why.
Okay.
And it's also out on the Xbox as opposed to Neverwinter Nights. It's all only on PC.
Oh, so Morrowind is also for the Xbox?
Yes, just came out on the Xbox.
Oh, okay. All right, well, thank you very much, both of you. Have a good day.
Okay, you leave your name with Matt Stone, John, and you can run the chance of winning one of these fabulous games this morning.
Thank you very much, both of you. Have a good
weekend. That's right. Joey, welcome to CJD this morning. Hi, Joey.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Hi, I'm calling. It's a while back. I heard that Bruce Lee was coming out on Xbox in May. It's not out anymore. Is it discontinued or it won't be out at all?
No, it's going to be out in the beginning of July.
Okay.
I play with it at E3. It's a great game.
Which one is it? I missed the name.
It was something with Dragon?
Yeah, Bruce Lee.
I'm looking up for it, and it was out in May. That's not out anymore, so I wonder if maybe it was discontinued or maybe stopped.
No, the thing is, with video games, they say, well, it's going to come out that month, mm-hmm. that season. It's always pushed back sometime.
Oh, no, because I asked a lot of video stores, too, and they said that probably won't be coming out no more, so I was maybe confused.
You were worried, Joey.
Yeah, I love Bruce Lee.
I can tell you're a connoisseur of video games.
No,
yeah, I love Bruce Lee.
Oh, you love Bruce Lee, so you'll take him anywhere they'll come to.
Too bad something had to happen, but...
Mm-hmm. No, actually, the motion capture of this movie is done by the... number one student of Bruce Lee, actually. When the game's going to be out, you're going to see how much it looks like Bruce Lee, and it's because of that. And on our site, LadyDragon.com, you can go and in-store section that you're always going to know every month which game's coming out.
Okay.
So like this, you never miss anything. And if you're not sure, you can just email me at dragon@LadyDragon.com and I'll answer you.
Okay, thanks very much. Have a great day.
You too, Joey. Leave your name with our operator. I have to ask you, how did this fascination start with you? You know, you are known, and Lady Dragon, I love the name, by the way. I think it's just marvelous. You know everything about it. I mean, you really must have a passion for this business, for the video games.
Yeah, well, I have a passion for knowledge. And when I started playing myself, I saw there was no site. There's many sites or place or magazine, but it didn't have everything that I wanted to know myself. So that's why I started this company. So when, you know, it's a center for everything.
Yeah. It sure helps me because I'm always novice. I've remained at the first level of everything. I don't understand video games. I guess we have to be wired for it or something. And then I look at the children playing. I see them so engaged. I just can't get to that level. I have a difficult time. It must be generational. But you said it's because you love education.
Yes.
Games like this are educational.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. You learn, like, you learn many things. You learn, like, how to coordinate, like, action that you play on your controller with what you see on TV. My father started to play video games, and he said, I want to play this driving game. It's very easy for us.
That's
okay,
right.
No problem. I cannot drive the car.
I could have told your dad that. Every time I try, I always fail. I'm in the company of France Cusson this morning. She is the Lady Dragon, the video game expert.
This is the Tommy Schnurmacher Show. The numbers to call, 790-0991. Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility, and 800-491-CJAD. This is Montreal's news talk leader, CJAD 800.
We go over to the CJAD Lakeyper All-Day Traffic Center to check in with Rob
Party.com or call 685-8000. Now more Tommy Schnurmacher on Montreal's news talk leader, CJAD 800. To speak with Tommy, call 790-0991. Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility at 800-491-CJAD.
And to speak to my guest this morning, France Cusson, better known as Lady Dragon, the video game expert. And France rightly pointed out that playing video games today is as natural as listening to the radio. That's right, because 43% of game players are women. I'm very surprised to read that. And the average age of the game player is 28 years old. It's not only my children, therefore. Now, the computer and video game software sales grew, and they've been growing at substantial rates. Last year, they came in with $6.35 billion in sales. And over 225 million computer and video games were sold, or almost two games for every household in America. That's last year alone. Well, because games are so sophisticated, and they're pushing the envelope and making it so enticing for the older users. Now, you told me that the average age, the group age, goes from 6 to 50.
Yes. Yeah, now, you know, instead of people sitting at home and just watching TV, now you can, like I said before, with Lilo and Stitch, you can actually sit down and play with your friends. You'd rather do that than just sit there and yourself and do nothing.
Oh, I know. I've got two boys at home. I know. Let's go to Alexander. He's joining us from Laval this morning, the North Shore. Hello, Alexander.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. I love playing games on my computer, but I still don't have a game console. Which one should you recommend for me?
Ooh, big question.
Depends. What type of game do you like to play? And just for yourself?
Yeah.
Well, you have the three latest that came out. You have the GameCube, you have the PlayStation 2, and you have the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
The question is not which console you should buy. The question is what type of game do you like, you know?
Okay.
Because, like, now you have, like, games like, if you like to play, like, Mario and Pokemon, you need the GameCube. If you like to play Final Fantasy or Grand Theft Auto, you need the PlayStation 2. If you want to play, like, Bruce Lee and games like that, you need the Xbox, because these are games that are done exclusively for these systems. So you need to look at what type of game you want, and that's how you must determine which console to buy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't forget to leave your name, Alexander.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call. Pat, good morning. Welcome to CJD. Hi.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
By the way, you were talking about the age group and the age range. You can extend it. I'm 60.
Very good.
Okay. What I'm calling for is that I have a PlayStation 2, and I set it up according to instructions. And it said in there that I could use the console either horizontally or vertically. But so I did use it vertically. I inserted a baseball game into it and started playing with it. I played for a little while with it, four or five times, and next thing you know, I had problems with it. So I brought the CD back to the store, and the first question they asked me is that, did you put your PlayStation standing up vertically? I said, yes. Well, they said, that's the problem. You burned it. Would you mind commenting on this, please?
Did you say you burned it?
Yeah, apparently I burned the CD. You could see big lines in there, and I couldn't play it anymore. There was two major big streaks right through it, and I don't know why. I mean, it wasn't forced, you know. As I say, I'm 60 years old. I'm not a child to rough it up or anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me it's because these CDs are not anchored in there, and seeing the fact that I put it standing up, they think that's what caused it. But why do they put in the instructions of the PlayStation, the manual, that you can use it standing up?
Well, the best thing, I'm not a retailer, so I cannot advise you exactly on what's wrong with what happened with you. But the best thing is to go back to your retailer that you bought it and explain to him.
I did, and that's what they told me. It's because I used it standing up, because I put the console horizontally. But in the instructions, when they sell you the PlayStation console, it's marked in the instructions that you can use it vertically.
Oh, yeah, you can use it vertically.
Well, I did, and that's what they told me what the problem was. The retailer told me it's because I'd used it horizontally, vertically.
So maybe when you buy the PlayStation, instead inside you have instruction and you have support. I think you should call maybe Sony directly, and that you may enlighten you in a better way.
Okay.
In the meantime, do leave your name with us. You may win one of these fabulous games. You're absolutely right, because we have a study here coming from the Association of Interactive Digital Software that confirms that gamers play throughout their lives. So Pat, you're right in there. Okay, thanks for the call. Tim, good morning. Welcome to CJD. Morning, Tim. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're still online. Hi.
Okay, I was just wondering, a new game came out recently called Dungeon Siege, and I've heard both good things and bad things about it, so I was just wondering if it really is all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, it's a really good, it's a new game from Microsoft. It's if you like that type of game, it's a good game, yes.
Okay,
that's it, Tim.
All right, yeah, that was it.
Thanks, don't forget to leave your name. Let's go to Nicholas. Nicholas, right here. Good morning. Welcome to CJD.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I would like to know
For the Game Boy Advance, the game Banjo-Kazooie Grunty's Revenge?
Yes.
Around what time is it coming out?
Oh, I don't know the exact date, but if you can email me with your question at dragon@ladydragon.com, I'll look it up and I'll email you back.
Okay, what about the Pokemon Game Boy Advance games? Around when are those coming out?
I don't have all the dates by heart because there's so many games that's coming out this year.
No, but I mean like around the month.
The season,
you
know?
Yeah, but they change all the time. It's supposed to be this season. So you should email me with your precise question and then I can find out. If I don't know by heart, I can always call Nintendo.
Okay, if you go to her site, it's ladydragon.com. You'll find the email connection directly. Okay, Nicholas? Thanks for the call. What did you see exciting and new at the E3 show, even in terms of companies? Did you?
Yes, I saw this new company called Evolution.
Evolution. Oh,
yes,
like
a very nice name. Evolution.
That's right.
It's kind of subtle in a way. And they have this new game called Eon of Tears coming out on the Xbox next year.
Mm-hmm.
And the exciting thing is a Montreal company.
You're kidding.
Yes.
Oh, that's good news.
And I have exclusive picture of the game on my site right now. So
okay.
That people that are listening, they can go and look it up.
And what's it called again, this game?
Eon of Tears.
Of Tears.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh, well. You can find it on ladydragon.com if you want to look up this and other games to know the latest in video game technology, what's out there in the market. Or you can speak to our very own expert in studio, France Cusson, better known as Lady Dragon. Let's go to Tim. He's been patiently waiting online. Welcome to CJD, Tim.
Hi. I have a question about the PlayStation 2. I was wondering when the internet adapter will be coming out for that.
August 27th.
August 27th, and do you know the price range?
I think it's going to be like $49.95.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the price that it is what I got.
Okay.
And I'll have more information, so keep tuned on our website because we're going to have the latest information. And when it's going to be up, I'm going to come back and we're going to do a special here on CJD.
Okay. Tim, would you leave your name with the Matt Stone for the drawing? Super. Thanks for the call. What does he mean, an internet adapter? I know. I'm always showing my age here. What does he mean?
No. It's a very good question. It's a very good question. We're going to have a commercial.
Okay, so you're going to give me an in-depth analysis. I'm speaking to France Cusson. She's the Lady Dragon. She's the expert on the latest in video games. It looks like everyone's playing video games in North America. No one except me. I should tune up my thumbs. I can't keep up with my boys. That's my problem. Please do stay with us for more of your questions and your chance to win exciting games offered by Lady Dragon. Tom Armour is standing by with the 11:30 news. Hope you're having a wonderful morning.
Join me and my husband Kevin for what matters most to your family. Plus, the Sergeant Pepperoni News Quiz matinee, weekdays 1 to 4.